Okay, church, please be seated. Very good evening to all of you. First of all, I'm not supposed to be up here. There's some other program. So sorry for you guys. You guys can sit down for a while. So, and the reason, of course, I'm here is because while I was praying, the Lord told me 9 o'clock. So 9 o'clock must say something. So it's almost 9 o'clock. I want to obey the Lord. I'm very serious. I want to obey the Lord. You know, Psalms 89, verse 7 says that, you know, I must be held in reverence by all who draw near to me. So today, if you don't have the fear of the Lord, you can ask a lot of things. But really, we need to have the fear of the Lord, right? So I want to share something to you, very important. And during this part, I especially want to talk to the kids around here. All right, kids means you are under 25, down to, I don't know, five years old. So kids, And this is really, I feel, a very important message for us. So tonight, I want to ask you to do a few things for me. First of all, to be open-minded. All right, to be open-minded. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, it says that, you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, right? It precedes that by saying, because we have our veil has been removed, you see. So when we come to the Lord, sometimes we have a lot of veil, right? We are, you know, we want to look respectable, we want to look appropriate and all these things, or maybe we just want to look foolish or anything like this. But today, this is coming to Pentecost, we want to remove the veil, right? When you remove the veil, the Spirit of the, where the Spirit of the Lord is, you'll find liberty. So this is true, of course, for all of us. I hope tonight we can all change our mind, switch our mindset a little bit. Yes, we have a program, we can go on and pray for things, you know, but today is very special, right? This is Pentecost. So I want to tell you a short story, not short actually, but, you know, but this story is especially for the younger people in our midst. And it's a very important story. However, it's also very important for the older people in our midst. This story starts, I guess, around 1972, 50 years from now. In 1972, there was a period of time when something has been moving in this nation, particularly among the young people of Singapore. In some of you may have read, in ACS, St. John's Ambulance, they form something known as Ambassadors of Christ, an official name, because they wanted to seek the Lord. Young people, 13 years old, 14 years old. And as you may know, this movement grew and they really sought the Lord. They went left, they went right. And somehow it wasn't just ACS, you know, it went to Dunyan, it went to Swiss Cottage, it went to Crescent High, TKGS, it went to many, many schools, but it was mainly the young people. In fact, when these young people were experiencing this thing, they came to the church by and large put them down, by and large. I mean, later on, right, by November, something important happened in the Anglican church, but by and large, the Presbyterians, the Bible Presbyterians, the Brethren, and even the Methodists, and because something was happening, something very important, generational, was happening 50 years ago to this day. Obviously, the Holy Spirit was falling upon them. They begin to speak in unknown tongues. God was doing something supernatural. When I say supernatural, what I mean is something that you can't do in your flesh. Right, you can't do it humanly. It's something that we can't program tonight and put, you know, all down in our program. It's something beyond. So this key thing I feel is so important, because Galatians chapter 3 says, you know, are you so foolish, you Galatians, that when you began this thing in the spirit and now you want to be made perfect in the flesh, right? So I guess, you know, sometimes we, in our good intention and will, we want to organize things and do things, right? But you see, tonight, the really, 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 really important thing cannot happen if the Holy Spirit don't show up. You can pray until our face is blue. Of course, that's also very good, lah. But anyway, your mask is half blue already, most of you, right? But I would dare say this, if the Holy Spirit doesn't show up tonight, we will have wasted our time. I mean, that's just the most honest way I can say it. There's no disrespect to all the preparations that we have made tonight. Of course, in a sense, the Holy Spirit is everywhere. But tonight, we are hungry for more. And that hunger is what happened in November of 1972. You see, this Holy Spirit thing has been moving and moving. And although the church adults were all very concerned and held a lot of these things with suspicious, came out in the newspaper. Young people were in trance. They were hysterical. They looked like they're on drugs. All these things came out in Straits Times, right? Government say that, you know, our young people shouldn't be soft and emotional. They should be disciplined and all that. You know, the adults generally were not keen. However, a few adults had a bit of, I guess, questions in their own heart. The question is, could it be? Could this be not just the fanciful imagination of a few young people? Could it be? So Bishop Chu Ban It, he went to Thailand for a conference in November 1972. Over there, someone gave him a book by Dennis Bennett. The book is called 9 O'Clock in the Morning, talking about how the Holy Spirit fell and brought a revival 9 o'clock in the morning. As he read that, he's like, can it be? Can it be? Because you see, we adults, we have invested so much of our lives in making sure that our life, nothing go wrong. Right? Church also, we invest so much in trying to control things, making sure the doctrine is right, behavior is right, making sure that no bad thing happen. But we are so good that we make sure that nothing ever happen either, you see. So I feel that maybe that is a bit of a mistake that we have made, you know. So when he read, he said, Lord, if that's true, I want that. The next morning he woke up, he was praying in tongues. Right? Now, young people, you are here today. Many of you don't pray in tongues. Right? You also don't know what is praying in tongues. It's just a funny thing that the older people do, right? I want to challenge you. Do you believe God can do something for you tonight? Right? And are you prepared to allow yourself to respond in faith if the Holy Spirit should move? Would you just... Now look, I've been there before. I wanted to speak in tongues for a very long time. Every time they ask me to go forward to pray in tongues, I always go forward, but always don't work on. Right? I remember St. John's and Margaret's. I went forward and then the guy pray for a long time, then didn't work. He said, just open your mouth. No, not like that. He said, say something. Then I said, say what? Then he said, I was just a kid, you know, I was in junior college at that time, right? He said, say hallelujah, hallelujah. Again, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I say many times. Then he gave up. I went home, I was very discouraged. I was very disappointed because it's not that I want to speak in tongues. I really want to know this God that they all talk about is for everyone else. Why is it not for me? So, a few days later in the shower, I said, Lord, I'm just going to pray by faith. I don't know anything. I don't even know whether it's right or wrong. But you know, God did something. Sometimes it's like this one. Okay, I'm telling you it's like this. Nobody can tell you what doctrine. The Bible doesn't tell you. This is purely a work of the Holy Spirit. So tonight, I want you to switch your mind out. Don't think about other things. You know, your program afterwards and all that, your friends and all that, who maybe your parents might be with you. You also feel a bit embarrassed and all this sort of thing. You know, don't. Please put that out aside. If you really want this, we all together here want this with you. Right? And not only for you, we ourselves want a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit. Just like Bishop Chu Ban It. Because you see, when he came back, it wasn't just that he spoke in tongues. The course of history changed. But there's a big problem. Those 14-year-old who overcame, they were kicked out of ACS, the meeting. They were banned from ACS and banned from many schools. In the end, no choice. They go and find some pastor who is willing to let them use, you know, this Singapore Evangelism Council place and all that. Try to let them use. These are 14, 13-year-old kids, right? The oldest probably 15 years old. And their doctrine was not right. I don't think God cared too much at that point of time. So these people, what they did was, in 10 years' time, by 1982, all the way to 1985, these kids grew up. They became the church leaders. They became the church leaders of the church today. They went to Tung Ling. They didn't go to Trinity because those days Trinity was a hotbed of liberal theology, right? People say it's the theological cemetery. As you go there, then your faith dies on. But they went to Tung Ling, they tried, they started churches, many small churches start. Those days, Before that, Singapore only about 80 churches or something. It exploded many, many small churches. Many of them not very successful. But nevertheless, these people became the leaders. And by the early 90s, these people begin to recruit other people who are like them. Your pastors, many of them are the tail end of this generation. I myself, in the mid-80s, caught the tail end of that revival. I know a bit of what it feels like when God is moving in the colleges. I went to school early in the morning, 6 o'clock. I bring my guitar, I sit in the forum of the college, and a few of us come very early when we sing songs and we pray and cry out to the Lord. You know, we didn't know anything, but we just let the Holy Spirit lead, you see. And when you do that, then God can do things, you see. So tonight, we got a lot of programs, right? But actually, what I really want is for God to do things. But I still remember. In fact, when I was growing up and doing all those things, a lot of adults, very well-meaning adults, came to try and discourage me and say that, you know, Daniel, you study, you know. You can always serve the Lord after you finish study. In my heart, it's get deep behind me, you know. So, because I feel like you're Satan. You're trying to distract me from die hard, obey the Lord 100% without compromise. That's why I'm here for at 9 o'clock, you see. Because if I come at 9:05, then I disobey the Lord already. You understand what I'm saying? I'm very serious, If God say 9 o'clock, means 9 o'clock, God didn't say 9. If God want you to go at 9:05, then He'll tell you 9:05, ma. So, if you have this heart, I think God will come. Very often, why revival tarry is because we don't have this heart. We don't hold Him in reverence. When God say 9 o'clock, okay, 9:15, 9:30, never mind, I'll do my program first. Okay, you really want God, then you throw out everything. You ask for God to do His thing, right? So that generation, they became the leaders of the church. The church grew in leaps and bounds. But you know what? That generation has come to an end. James Wong passed away already. Chu Ban Yip passed away already. Go Yu Keng passed away already. All these people from that generation passed away already. That Baton is still trying to look for a new generation, you see? Right? Some of our generation are so amazing. Old people are so amazing that you, instead of passing the baton, you run 2 rounds already. Right? Because nobody to pass the baton to. But you know, you don't win the race by running many rounds. You win the race by finding the right people of the next generation who say, Lord, let me be the one. Let me be the one who will catch that fire. So tonight, I feel like 50 years already. Don't know how many more years we got to pass the baton. We always don't want to pass the baton because they're not ready, too young. Those days, we are also not ready. That's the honest truth. In fact, I believe that the reason why God could do what He did was because the not ready people were able to step forward. So today, please don't any of you, young people especially, you kids, especially, please do not think that I'm too young. My faith is not strong enough. I do not know enough. All these things are irrelevant. Because if God says yes, then you'll be yes. Right? So, this is what I want to do tonight. I feel like, you know, something, we can either make this just yet another 9. Yeah, I got another 25 prayer items. You can go through all that laundry list of things. But maybe before we come to all those other things, I feel like we want to ask for God to really come. Now, as we worship now, I don't know what song they're going to sing. You all sing some song. But as we worship now, I want to ask the young people, would you just let the Lord speak to you? Right? Let the Lord speak to you. And if the Lord gives you a tongue, you just pray. You don't care. You don't care about anybody. You don't care what I think. Don't care what the person left, right? Because this could be really life-changing. You know, we have failed so many times to convey this message to you because we are too careful. I think it's time for us to get past all that, right? So, I don't know what's going to happen. I just obey the Lord. I hope you will also obey the Lord. Now, same for, what about all these older people? Lord, please give me hair back. Okay, now, I think we are also together inviting the Holy Spirit and encouraging our young people, not by our prayer, but by our obedience. So if the Lord give you a word or something like this, I ask you, you better obey. Okay? Now, why I say better obey? Because when the glory of the Lord is strong, the punishment and judgment is also very strong. Okay? You understand what I'm saying, right? Why they touch the thing only get killed? We touch so many things, never get killed. Because glory was there, ma. Here no glory, ma. Right? But now if we are really asking for God's glory to come, then I suggest all of us, we better in this mood of, Lord, whatever you say, I'm going to do it. No compromise. And for you young people, pray for the Holy Spirit to come upon you. You know, what started in the Holy Spirit cannot be accomplished in the flesh. It cannot be finished in the flesh. It cannot be made perfect in our flesh and our own efforts. Our own effort is very important. But when it comes to this one thing, this is why we fail again and again and again. Right? So can we all stand up? We're going to sing a song. Over here, I'm going to hand it over to the Holy Spirit already. I don't know what's going to happen already. But I trade my segment with Constance. But if some of you today, you feel God speaking to you something, whatever, let's together, we all just cry out to the Lord, right? Let's cry out to the Lord and ask for God to come down in this place in just like 50 years ago. Lord, you did it before. Lord, we pray. Do it again, Lord. Do it again for this nation. Do it again for this generation. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us that years have made us disobedient to you. Years have caused us to put our confidence in the flesh. But Lord, today we are looking to you. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place, Lord. Have your Holy Spirit, would you come down? Lord, today we are in this upper room. We are counting the Omer. We are waiting for the Holy Spirit to fall. We are waiting for the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we are not content to have a powerless ministry. Lord, we are not content to just do the things we want to do. But God, would your power come right now, Lord? Hallelujah. Shuri andara baraki andara baraki andara. Oh, come Holy Spirit, Lord. Pour down the flames of fire. Flames of fire. Flames of fire upon all and every one of our young people, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, revelation. Bring revelation, Lord. Bring transformation, Lord. Bring power. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for all, everyone, Lord, right now, this very moment, right now, Lord. Your Holy Spirit, do something, Lord. Your Holy Spirit, do something. You know, friends, this altar area is open, right? It's open. Now, no more COVID-19 restrictions. If the Lord tells you, you come forward. Nobody's going to pray for you, okay? When you come forward, anyway, we also don't know what to pray for you. But you come forward. If this is what the Lord is saying to you, you come forward and let's just see what God does, all right? You know, please don't be confined in your seats, right? That area is not your limitation. Just allow the Holy Spirit to come. Hallelujah. Shuri and Dara Baraki and Dara Kuran and Dara Barashi and Dara Baraki and Dara Barashi and Dara Kuran and Dara Barashi and Dara Baraki and Dara. Lord, come. Come, Lord. Come, Lord, in your power, Lord. Come, Lord, in your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Shuri and Dara Baraki and Dara Shuri and Dara Baraki and Dara. Come in your power, God. Oh God, come, bring your Pentecost once again, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, come and touch us once again, Lord. Come and touch us once again, Lord. Let this be the generation of Jacob, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord. Lord. Oh Lord. Oh, Some of you people here today, you're going to be the church leaders of the next generation. Some of you here, you are going to be the person who takes the baton and run. And God is going to use you in ways that our generation cannot imagine, to do things that we have never done before. You know, more than what we have ever seen before. I believe God is going to do this, Lord. I believe God is going to do this. God is calling some of you, maybe even right now. Hallelujah. I think God also wants to purify our generation. We have spent so much time in the world, and we want to be purified once again. And maybe there's room for repentance among this generation, but also our older generation, a lot of things to repent for. Why don't we just come before the Lord and purify ourselves and say, Lord, purify me, Lord. All the dross, all the chaff, we burn it all away so that we can be consecrated to you, Lord. We can be the generation that goes up to the mountain with clean hands and a pure heart. Shall we do that? Just, you know, whatever it is in your heart, you know, the Lord forgives. The Lord knows, the Lord understands, He will forgive. But we must confess. We must come to the Lord. If you want to see the Lord in greater power, you got to get rid of some of the stuff that gets in the way, right? So, in the next few minutes, let's just do that. Let's just get some of the things out of the way. I don't know what exactly it is. The Lord, the Holy Spirit will tell you, okay? The Holy Spirit is going to tell you, and you obey the Lord. Shall we do that? Hallelujah. Okay, one more thing. We're going to sing a song, but one more thing, okay? Because I'm trying to listen to what the Lord is saying to all of us here, right? And I think there's some of us here who are saying, maybe not me. Maybe this is not for me. And the Lord is saying, this is for you. This is for you. It's not for those people who are here. It's for every one of us. So our response is important in this moment. Our collective response is important in this moment. I want to encourage you. Let faith arise in your heart tonight. Right? Don't let fear dominate. But let faith arise. Do something you've never done before. Allow the Lord to do it, alright? So please, just allow the Holy Spirit to have His way. Please do not exclude yourself out of what is happening here in this moment, alright? I believe that some of you probably have the inkling of the Holy Spirit moving in your heart right now, right? And some of you, maybe you are about to speak in tongues. About to speak in tongues. So I want to ask you to do this, right? Will you? Well, all of us will do this, but will you just open your mouth in faith and let the Holy Spirit lead you to speak in tongues? The Lord didn't give us this for nothing. It's certainly not for our entertainment. I believe something important in this moment. So don't be afraid, okay, wherever you are, whether in the crowd or front here. Would you just open up your heart? The rest of us, if you can speak in tongues, just go ahead. Let's all pray together in tongues. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's exercise our faith, Lord. Let's let the Holy Spirit have His way. God, give us a breakthrough, Lord. A spiritual breakthrough, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask for a breakthrough, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Shurianda. Holy Spirit, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Lord, help us to focus on you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, speak words of prophecy now, Lord. Words of revelation, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, have your way among us, Lord. I know you're doing something in our midst, Lord. Let us not miss this moment, God. Let us not miss this moment because we are overthinking it, Lord. Let us not miss this moment because we do not have faith or there's doubt in our heart. God, will you sweep across every one of those young people here and all across this sanctuary today, God. Would your Holy Spirit, a mighty wind blow all across this room right now, Lord. Do what you must do in our midst, Lord. Have your way in our midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do it, Lord. Do it, God. Do it, Lord. Bring us to a new place, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Seal this, Lord. Seal this in every one of us, God. Seal this in our hearts, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Sri Andara Barakyanda. Sri Andara Barakyanda. You know, I believe God is still doing things in our midst. Unfortunately, we can't stay all night, but you are responsible to hold that which the Holy Spirit poured into your heart. Nobody can do that for you. Tomorrow you can throw it out the window, or you can hold it and pursue it. You can say, God, I want more than this. I want to see you face to face. I want to experience and hear you speak to me your will and your purpose. Right, that's on you. Right? That's on you. So even as we continue to worship tonight, please don't allow the program, the things that we are doing here, get in the way of what God is saying to you. God's doing something. You give that time and attention to God. Okay, whatever else we are continuing tonight, you give your attention to the Lord.
Let's not move.
You know, even as we continue in this moment of worship, as someone who has experienced this when I was young, I just want to tell you something. You ain't seen nothing yet. You think this is something, but when God really comes, it's going to be way, way, way more than this. I mean, seriously, you know, please set your expectation higher. Please do not just think that, oh, this is it, you know. I'm telling you, we haven't seen anything yet. That is why we need to continue to press in with the Lord, you know. You know, sometimes our human expectation is set so low, such a low bar. You know, just a little bit, then we're happy already. But today I want to tell you, especially the young people, it's going to be so much more. Way, way, way more. Just according to your faith, it will be done for you, you know. You know, in Exodus chapter 17, Moses was on top of a mountain praying for Israel. Something very weird happened. Every time he put his hand up, they win. Put his hand down, then they lose. You know, actually, like now I feel like sitting down and then we lose, then I stand up, then we win. But there was two two person, Aaron and her, they were there to help to hold up this hand, right? And as long as they were able to hold up their hand, God was doing something amazing. I don't know how long we can hold this up. I wonder, are we getting tired? Is our spirit flagging, right? Is our ability to press in? I don't know. I don't actually know. But I'm praying that you guys are going to surprise us. You will surprise us because you will keep your hands held up until the victory is complete. You know, until God's will is fulfilled. And I don't mean just today. It could be generations, you know. Early on, I said some of you will be the leaders of the church. Some of you tonight will be missionaries. God knows to where. Okay, not my problem, but your problem. But I believe God is doing this thing. So if this is you, then you take it all in. You just let God take over. Let the Holy Spirit take over in your decision making. Okay, that maybe this weekend, if I don't get COVID, I will pray and talk about, you know, this whole issue about your special calling. This kind of thing is like those 1980s worship song that don't know how to end on. And you don't really want it to end because, you know, it's so good to be in the presence of the Lord. We need this kind of thing a lot more, you know. But this is the beginning of a journey. I know the Holy Spirit wants to do so much more. I'm only sorry that sometimes we get in the way, you know, because we are so worried about so many things. But tonight, as we go back, I pray it's the beginning of this journey. And you set your bar high. And I can only say one thing. The key to holding this Spirit's work and letting it grow in you, it really boils down to some very simple things. It's basically obedience. If you are willing to do whatever the Lord is going to tell you to do as you go on the way home, right? God will give you an amazing spiritual bonus, you know, supernatural bonus. If you are willing to do that, I tell you, this thing will build. It will snowball and get bigger and start influencing your friends, your school, your household, your families. That's how it happens, honestly. It doesn't happen when we plan things. It happens when you say yes to the Lord. So that, to me, is the key. Right? The key is for you to say. And to me, that's always been the key. You know, the oil that Elijah poured only stopped when there's no more empty vessel. As long as you have empty vessel, God will keep doing more and more and more and more. Whenever revival stops, it's because the people can't take it anymore. You know, we have enough. We get tired of it, you know. We get sian already. So I hope that as we go tonight, we will hold this, you know, with a great fear of the Lord in our hearts. And just obey the Lord, you know. Be bold. Be strong, right? Obey the Lord. And let's just see what happens. As the pastor and representing the pastors and leaders of the church, my job is just to encourage you. Get out of the way and let y'all go for it, right? So I pray that tonight, as we go from this place, you will run. You will run with it. You know, run to the Lord, you'll run with it. And so, Lord, even as we come to the end, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for such a sweet presence in this place, for such powerful work that you're doing, words of revelation that some of us have received and are receiving and will continue to receive even tonight as we go home, Lord. Father, we pray for a supernatural bonus and faith to obey you, Lord, to step out of the boat and dare to try and walk on water. The world has not seen what God can do through such a man, such a woman. So, Father, tonight as we leave this place, Lord, may your Holy Spirit linger with every one of us like a flame of fire that goes with us. And, Lord, it is not enough, God. We want more of you. We want more of you every moment of our lives. We want this flame to become a raging forest fire that consumes this nation, Lord. We want to see our friends. We want to see our schools, our campuses, all taken over, swept over by the Holy Spirit, Lord. Father, we want to be the instruments. Let us be the ones, the carrier, the bearer of this torch to these places, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for something special tonight. Now, as we go from this place, Lord, may your blessing, protection go with each one of us. Protect us from the doubts, the arrow, the fiery darts that the devil would want to fire at us to diminish what you are doing in us. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that the devil will get behind us, Lord, that we will be able to walk in the way you've destined for each one of us. And now, Lord, the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with all of us now and forevermore. Amen.